Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, gang, here we go. We have some open lines for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. If you want in at 913-586-7798. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. And Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
Dana, Dana, who looks like an 80s music producer right now, holding that speaker to her ear.
I do have a grievance.
You're going to get some new headphones this
weekend? I do have a grievance. Number one, my headphones just finally gave out and broke, and I'm holding this to my left ear like a music producer from the 80s. Number two grievance, men's hats have sizes. Did not know that until today. And number three
that's a grievance?
The absolute jackwad.
How dare they have sizes?
On I-35 last night, driving with no taillights whatsoever, 100 miles an hour past us, got behind another car, Scott. I thought there was going to be a wreck and just started railing on the horn. Unless your wife was giving birth and crowning and you were trying to get to Shawnee Mission Med, why are you driving like that? That's all.
Because you're making up for something you don't have, if you know what I mean.
I tried to take a photo. Guess what? You can't see it because it was dark and he didn't have taillights on.
My grievance real quick, and I'm going to be very quick, is Sam Stevie the third.
Oh.
Yes, please.
He needs to be either get on lisinopril for blood pressure or calm down.
Okay, can I?
No.
Can I defend myself?
No, this is my grievance. You can't challenge a grievance.
It's not a challenge. I want to defend myself.
I was on the phone with him for a handful of minutes this morning, and I hear, so if he ever tells you his horn is broken, he's lying, okay? We've heard, the horn doesn't work anymore. Blah, blah, blah. No, it works now.
Kip Sailor fixed it for me.
And all I hear is, and I go, what was that? And he goes, that was only the fourth person that's cut me off in traffic today. I am not having a good day. He was like on fire.
I remember that era.
Anyway, 913-586-7798. What? Go ahead.
Oh, I was pointing to my trainee here, what you're about to say, but I'll defend myself. It was a bad morning. There, literally three people, 435, don't know what the problem is, three separate times. Well, twice I got cut off. The third time, I don't know why this lady slammed on her brakes. There was nothing in the road. She just slammed on her brakes in the middle of 435. Literally locked up my tires three times on 435 this morning.
Canson, you got problems out there.
Four exits, three slamming on the brakes. Yes, God, I was fed up.
913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy, happy Festivus Friday. We're going to start in a place we normally don't. And that's on the text line. Sweet 9306 writes in her grievance. I got laid off from my job today, and my boyfriend then dropped me because he said I was a, quote, financial risk.
Oh.
I'm very sorry to hear both of those things. And if he dropped you because you're a, quote, financial risk, you didn't want him anyway. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. So my grievance is also a PSA and is also bad driver related. So for those who don't know, yes, I live in Topeka, but I work in Kansas City, so I commute every day. And I also ride a motorcycle, and I ride year-round regardless of the weather. Yes, even if there's snow on the ground, I'm out there riding. So just because the weather is changing doesn't mean motorcyclists aren't still out there. Please, for the love of Moses, keep an eye out for us. I agree that in recent years, I have had zero issues with drivers, even on a motorcycle, until recently, the most egregious of which was on K-10, where you can either stay on K-10 and they keep going, or it merges off and you can go to I-435 or I-35. I was merging right there, and there's a semi tractor trailer in the right lane. And I pass him, and I get over, and there's nobody. There's an open shoulder. And this car comes flying on the shoulder past the semi-truck and cuts me off within a few feet of hitting me. And, yeah, it drove me absolutely bonkers. If anyone wants to see the video, I wear a GoPro on my motorcycle helmet just because of stuff like that happening. I'll put it on the KMBZ fan club page on Facebook if anyone wants to see it. But, yeah, please watch for motorcyclists, because we are out there, even in colder weather.
All right, Mike. Hey, got you in. From the text line, if one more person stops at a green light, I am going to scream so loudly, you're going to hear me in Mission all the way from Gladstone.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go to Stephanie in Harrisonville. Stephanie, hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen often. I'm going to give a grievance really quick. I think the time change is stupid. Stop messing with my internal clock. But more importantly, I want to give a gratitude and a thank you to Dana. As I said, I'm from Harrisonville, and we were just lucky enough to be part of the T-Mobile Friday night 5G lights. And I just want to tell you personally, thank you for sharing and putting it out on social media and doing your part to help us try to win.
Love you, Stephanie.
So thank you guys so much.
You bet.
You're so welcome.
You bet. Thank you. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of lines open if you want one. 913-586-7798. Bob in Waldo. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Good. My grievance is this new daylight savings time, and the reason behind it of my grievance is everybody forgets to use their high beam, low beam dimmer switches on their cars.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They don't forget that you got to go right. I do have a gratitude. Can I tell you about
it? Yes, but let me ask you one thing, Bob. Is it possible they're not even on high beam, they're on low beam, but because of the way those headlights are manufactured now, it looks like they're shining into your eyeballs on brights?
It's usually the cars that they've got the dirty lenses and they can't see, so they turn them on high beam and leave them there.
Hmm. Okay. All right. What's your gratitude?
My gratitude is this new theater they're building, or outdoor venue up in Riverside.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to keep people nice and dry. Don't get wet. Even the people from Western Shawnee.
Well, we have a dome over our part of town. So we're not really that worried about it. You too, man. Take care of yourself. 913-586-7798. Couple lines open. 913-586-7798. Fill them up or Dana starts reading from the Old Testament. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get some more grievances in here. Bill in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of grievances, but today I want to air a gratitude.
Okay.
My youngest daughter, Samantha Fish, was nominated today for a Grammy.
Very talented young lady.
Wow.
Thank you. Best contemporary blues album.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we're headed back. This is her second nomination. We were there 2 years ago. So we're headed back to L.A. February 1st.
Well, best of luck to her.
Well, thank you so much. You know, she was born and raised in Kansas City. She's a Kansas City girl.
That's right.
She may have moved to New Orleans 7 years ago, but she'll always be a Kansas City girl. So
that
I just want everybody to know that.
Yeah, and Bill, keep us posted. We'd like to follow that, okay?
I will, and we'll come to town. She's going to come and do a show there, and we've talked before. I'll get her in there.
Perfect.
Yeah, Bill, hit me up on Facebook. I know we're Facebook friends. DM me when you guys are coming back into town. We'd love to have her in studio.
I will. Thank you so much.
She's ridiculously talented.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Be well. Ray in Colorado Springs. Man. Are we syndicated?
It's Jose in Colorado Springs, better known as Blind Batman. Good afternoon, you guys.
Oh, hey, Blind Batman. Good to see you.
Hello.
Hey, so here's I have a little beef, and then I have an interesting piece of information. The beef is triage was not created during the Titanic or anything related to it. Triage, according to PI, the AI, which is it's pronounced as Pi, he tells me that it was during the Napoleon War. His chief surgeon, who was a Frenchman, developed this system in order to be able to treat the casualties that were coming in from the war. So you guys might want to try to fact check me on that, but I believe I'm right. I like being right.
Well, if you're asking us to do research in the middle of Festivus Friday, that's not going to happen.
No. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Never mind. Not only that, it's your show. There's no research allowed.
That's exactly right.
So if you want to get rid of the spam calls, the telemarketers and all that are incessant, what you do is you pick up your phone and say nothing, preferably if you can mute. It'll say hello twice and hang up on you. When it does that, it triggers the other computers to think that you're a bad number. It'll take about a day or so of doing this, and you should have close to zero calls.
That's pretty good.
Well, Blind Batman, I never thought about that. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Be well. Aaron on line 3. Hello.
Hey, guys. So hi. I have a grievance and a gratitude, and sure. It won't be political. I am fed up with our government in the SNAP, them not funding SNAP benefits. There are so many people in our area that are going hungry because of their nonsense. My gratitude is I'm part of a local union, and I made a motion at our last meeting to give a donation to Harvesters. And my brothers and sisters at that meeting took my motion of $3,000 and moved it on up to $10,000. And I was able to hand over a check to Harvesters on Wednesday for $10,000, and they were grateful. They have a goal of $250,000 they need by the end of the month, and they are struggling to get there. And I know we're early in the month, but there's a lot of people that need help. And so I want to challenge everybody in Kansas City, I don't care if you're the janitor or the CEO, raise some money and get it to Harvesters or another food bank. Donate some time. Just get out there and help people because they are in need. And Thanksgiving's coming up. It's not going to get any better for them by the end of the month. So you guys have a good weekend.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of lines open. 913-586-7798. Marvin in Independence. Hello, Marvin.
Hello. Love the show, guys. I'll make it quick. I got a gratitude for all the memories at the Twin Drive-In, and my grievance is that what a shame that it's gone forever. They almost all are. I took my wife up there the other day to look at the building because I know it's going to get wiped off the map. It's already been looted for its copper. But all the memories there, it's a shame. Technology give us and take away the Twin Drive-In pretty much.
Is there a drive-in anywhere in town?
I think there's one. Well, there's the rooftop cinema.
KCK.
And then there's one in KCK.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's go to Sterling in Platte City. Hello, Sterling.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
My grievance is with the Department of Motor Vehicles that I went to recently. Earlier today, you guys were talking about customer service and some businesses requiring people to smile and be, you know, friendly to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to have to do that because I worked in a casino and they made us do that. But I'm telling you, my experience at the Department of Motor Vehicles was completely the opposite. I went in to get my driver's license renewed. And I'm telling you, I'm 73 years old. I have 3 college degrees under my belt. I'm not stupid. But by the time I walked out of there, I felt violated. You know, it was a bad experience.
Aww.
This young lady that was doing her job had absolutely no business working with the public. It was awful. And you know, my eyesight isn't bad. I do wear glasses to kind of sharpen things up. And I've never had to, you know, wear glasses to pass the exam, and my sight hasn't really changed. But this time, while I was taking the test, it seemed to me that the machine was changing in the middle of things. And I told her, I made comment about that, and she kind of just wrote me off. And I Googled it afterwards. And yeah, the operator, the tester, can change settings on the machine. And I'm telling you, I think she was messing with me. It was awful. Like I say, I just felt like I'd been taken advantage of and violated. It was terrible.
Terrell, I'm sorry to hear that, because I had such a great experience the last time I went in there.
See, and I was at the DMV for 4.5 hours on Monday. And the guy, so, you know, they have all the windows where people are actually being helped. And there's a guy up front who's kind of triage, who's walking people off the ledge because people are angry because they're having to wait for 4 hours. And in his defense, I watched him berate a few people. But it was only after he was berated by like 9 people in a row, and then he would collect himself and calm down again. And I'm like, I feel so bad for this guy because people are just walking up and yelling at him.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever had a horrible experience at the DMV.
Years ago, before they sort of streamlined it, we have.
I waited longer than I wanted to.
What I don't understand is there's no order or rhyme or reason for the numbers they call. Now serving RX432.
Is that you who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Now serving SV. !9.
So now, at least with Kansas, it's just the last 4 of your phone number.
Can we not just go in a normal sequential order so that you know, okay, they just called 46 and I'm 48.
Well, but then it wouldn't be streamlined, because the key is you're supposed to get in online, and then they tell you, which, by the way, that part is a little weird.
It doesn't work anymore.
Because they'll tell you, you know, you have 130 minutes. Until we let you know.
Until it's like, you have 4 minutes, get here now.
And then, like, you have 130 minutes, right? So I have 2 hours and 10 minutes, right? And then all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, I get a text that says, you're up in 20 minutes. Well, where did the other, you know, 80 minutes go? Not that I mind getting there early and getting it over with, but the timing on that check-in doesn't work.
I left and returned to the DMV thrice in the 4 hours on Monday, because they said, we're ready for you. And then I got there and it was like, actually, it's going to be another 2 hours. So I left again.
Sam, you've had a bad week.
It's been a bad week.
But I got
my new plate.
I'm sorry. Eric, Kristen, and the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. 913-586-7798. If you are online, I guarantee you we'll get you in before the end of the show tonight. 913-586-7798. By the way, you've been hearing all afternoon about the $3 meals that Hy-Vee is offering, and kids, by the way, 12 and under, eat for free. It has been so impactful. They've had such a reach. They are extending that for another week. So until next Friday now, you can go into a Hy-Vee between 4 and 7, and for only $3, get a hot meal at the Market Grill, which, by the way, is a great restaurant. And also, kids 12 and under eat for free. They know it's a tough time. They're just trying to help out. Take advantage of it if you can. Eric in Gardner. Eric, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to actually call with a gratitude. Was able to sneak away from work a little bit early while the sun was still up and spend some time with my son. We went to a park and started throwing a frisbee, but he found trash on the ground. And I was like, all right, Bubs, what are we going to do? He ran all the way across 2 soccer fields straight to a trash can. So
you're raising a good one there, buddy.
Warming my heart. So yes. You guys
sweet
have a great
buddy.
Weekend.
You too, Eric, man. All right. You're raising a good one, my friend. Kristen in Overland Park. Kristen, hello.
Hello. So my grievance is people and their cell phone in their car. Not only do we have to worry about them texting, we now have to worry about them scrolling videos and TikToks, and I've almost been hit 3 times this week because somebody was paying attention to a video on their phone.
Mm.
It's crazy.
It's a good one, Kristen.
I don't understand.
Have you seen the advertisement? Or was it, maybe it was on our radio that said, you know, our ancestors and grandparents didn't
have to be reminded to not use their typewriter and drive.
And I thought that is a great, if you had seen that in the 1980s, someone driving around with their typewriter, you would have had them committed.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
That's a commercial on our station, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Dana, we have a grievance from the text line that I agree with.
Lay it on me.
And it's advertiser adjacent. Okay. Where are you wanting to go in Greece?
I'm wanting to go to Athens, and we're going to go to Mykonos.
What about the one that starts with an E?
I don't know where that is. I don't. I just told them if George Clooney has vacation there, I want to go there.
And that is?
Ephesus. Ephesus? Ephesus? Ephesus. Ah! Ephesus, thank you!
Third time's a charm.
F.
Sis.
Sus. Okay, good. I'm
sis.
In.
Ephesus.
I've already had a girlfriend who just texted me. She goes, we're going. I'm trying to get my mom and dad to go.
Maybe I should go.
I think you should hear it one more time because it doesn't sound like it's sticking.
Ephesus. It sounds like emphasis. I can remember that.
Ephesus.
My emphasis will now be on Ephesus.
Charles in Gladstone. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
My grievance is people misusing terms and words like verify in terms of. And if somebody tells me again what I might want to do, I'm going to strangle them.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't strangle anybody if I were you.
Okay, can I just bump them upside the head?
No, you can't bump them upside the head either.
What can I do to them?
You can just tell them to consult a dictionary. I would not go with assault and battery for that.
Now, is this cruise just to Greece?
Yeah.
Because Ephesus is in Turkey.
Yeah, we're also doing, what's the other one called? It's supposed to be really, really good. Croatia. Is that over there?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I've heard Croatia is beautiful.
You should make your password to everything. I do geography.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's such a good one.
913-586-7798. Kelly in Leavenworth. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. So my grievance is with the word allegedly or alleged, especially, you know, you'll see something on the news or whatever with a video of the person actually committing the crime, caught red-handed.
Yes.
You could see their face clear as day in the video, and yet they will, when they're doing their report that said alleged burglary, allegedly, that word just drives me nuts. We saw it. There's proof.
We have a legal obligation to say it, Kelly, and I am not challenging your grievance.
Yeah, and I realize that. So, but my grievance is with the
that's good.
That it's legal that has to be done.
Okay.
Well,
it's a good grievance.
We allegedly have a legal obligation.
No, we do not allegedly have a legal obligation. We have a legal obligation, and I think the word, if I can put on my journalist hat for a minute, gets overused in our business, and I'm one of the biggest offenders on the list. But I'm not getting sued for anybody. And just I'm not allegedly going to get sued by anybody, allegedly. But
it is overused. I've heard people say he allegedly died. And I go, no, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, somebody's dead. And once they're convicted, it's not allegedly anymore. They did it. Or at least.
Or if they plead guilty
unless you're OJ, he did it. And I ain't taking it back. And I ain't saying allegedly.
He's also dead and he can't sue you from the grave.
He has not died yet.
I beg your pardon?
O.J. Simpson?
He's dead.
Oh, that's right. He died. Oh, then he so did it. How did I forget that?
I don't know.
We were on the show when that was breaking.
Is there some sort of fumes in there?
No.
Not for me.
I'm telling you. How long ago was that, Sam?
Probably 6 months ago.
6 months ago?
April of 2024.
Yeah.
April of 2024?
Yeah.
So it was a year and a half ago.
6 months.
So he's no longer looking for the real killers. That's what you're saying.
No. He's in hell with them. 913-586-7798. Mike in Cameron, Missouri. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I have a gratitude. We found out, me and my wife, that our grandson was going as Woody for Halloween.
Aww.
So we ordered costumes to go as Buzz and Jesse.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, we showed up at my son's house, and my grandson lost his mind. He didn't know what to think about it. The other thing is the drive-in. I was living in Oklahoma, and I was probably 11 or about 11. And we went to the drive-in, and they had Fred Flintstone, you know, the Flintstones playing. And then we watched Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, and then we watched Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, God.
Not with the grandkid, I hope.
No, this was in – I'm your age, Scott.
I know, but I wouldn't want you to take your grandkid to go see Eddie Murphy Raw. That's a little raw.
No, this was like 1978, 79. But we took our boys to the Twin Drive-In, and they upgraded their little speaker box so you could listen to it on your radio.
Nice. Aww.
We had a system in our Jeep, so we went and watched The Expendables, and the bass, it was amazing.
Hmm.
That's awesome, but I'm going to be honest, Mike. When I go to the drive-in, I sort of want the crappy... Rah, 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 rah. Remember the little old metal things that you would hang on your...
I have a confession.
Yeah.
I've never been to a drive-in movie theater in my entire life.
I want you to change that because you will be shocked how much fun it is.
I love going, and they still have the little box that goes... Wah, wah,
oh, it's
wah, wah.
Glorious.
Your car speakers are so much better, so if you just tune into the proper radio station... You can get the whole movie.
It's a throwback, Scott. You would love it.
From the text line, and I'm sharing this because I feel this to my core. My grievance is those tiny, tiny little bugs that get stuck in my window screen.
Yep.
And then when I open my window, they rain down into my home.
Yep.
They are all over my house, every single screen. And when it was really nice outside, we would open up the windows, and we are still trying to get those stupid bugs out of our house.
I've got fruit flies right now I can't get rid of.
I know the bugs that you're talking about, Sam, and that the texter's talking about. Can you imagine how small those bugs are, and yet they must still have a brain? How tiny their little brains would have to be. Like microscopic, wouldn't you think?
I mean, I wouldn't want to think about that because my goal is to squash all of them.
Okay. Okay.
As I
did my own. I put dish soap in a cup of water with sugar.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, they're supposed to be excited to go in there and then they don't come out. But I feel like it's just making more of them because now there's syrupy.
There's thousands of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, Sam. Last 2 weeks, I can't get rid of them.
Let's go to Amy in Polo. Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Flies. I am so sick of them, I could puke. I love fall, I do, but these flies are driving me out of my tree. And so are the little, they're non-ladybug beetles, whatever they are. There's almost as many of them as there are flies. I live in a 120-year-old farmhouse, and they are everywhere, outside and quite a bit inside. And they come in, and they're slow, so they're buzzing everywhere. They get caught in your hair. And then they die. And so they're all over the floor. And I'm just sweeping constantly. I'm just over it.
Okay.
I need help. I will say a quick grievance, though. Our gratitude, I'm sorry, is I was listening to y'all talk about the DMV. And up here in the boonies, we go up to the courthouse in Kingston. And you're in and out like 10, 15 minutes tops. And it's wonderful. So... Anyway, that's my gratitude there.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I've never looked it up. I heard the name Polo, Missouri 1,000 times. That is a small town, only 508 people.
Sweet Polo, Missouri.
Yeah. We do have some open lines, so if you get in, you will get on. 913-586-7798. Every line is open right now. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get as many in as we can. Vina in... North Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just telling you, tell the lady that's complaining about the bugs, go buy Zevo, Z-E-V-O. It's a plug-in with a light, and it's got sticky tape to it, and it attracts them and gets them right out of the house.
Zevo, okay.
Z-E-V-O.
Okay.
Anything else?
You can get it on Amazon even.
Okay. All right. Tracy in Liberty. Tracy, hello.
Hi. I don't have a grievance. I just wanted to help that lady out that's dealing with the flies and the H&B problem because I have the same problem. I also live out in the country, and I am not even kidding that every fall my house is covered in thousands of them. I will find thousands of them in my insulation that I have to vacuum out every year. So wow. I tried it. I saw a video, and I tried it, and it worked. And I took cotton balls, put like eucalyptus, lemongrass, lavender, peppermint oil, huge one, oh. Huge oil. After you clean your windows, just wipe the wood all around the window edges and the ledges with this oil.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of just tucked the two cotton balls in the corners. Left them in there, and I just did a test run. And the two windows I did it on, no bugs.
Okay.
They're called hackberry silids.
Huh?
I believe they're called hackberry silids, somebody says on the text line.
Whatever they are, they're awful, and they smell.
Ugh.
They smell?
Oh, they smell. The Asian beetle.
Smelly bugs.
Smell awful.
Huh. Tracy, thank you for the call. I had one the other day on the inside of my window, but I didn't know it was on the inside of my window, and I was at a red light, and I just went to, like, flick it. Like, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I touched it. And I'm like, ah, that's inside.
Just
that's not
touching
outside.
The bug?
Yes. Oh, I don't like bugs.
Tony on line 3. Tony, hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
We're
doing
good.
Well, man. Thank you for asking.
Right on. Great show.
Thank you.
Do it regularly.
Thank you.
But I live up in that Cowgill or in Polo area in a small town right outside there called Cowgill, population about 50.
Yeah.
Yep. I just heard you talking about it. We go through Polo about 3 times a week getting supplies.
Tony, do you have a stop sign in your town?
1.
All right. That's good.
Just when you're leaving it, though.
So if you live in Cowgill, and I've heard of it, when you are headed to Polo, do you tell your family you're heading to the big city?
Heading to the farm.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, you be well. Take care of yourself.
You guys have a great evening.
All right, you do the same.
Population 172.
In Cowgill?
We just spoke to one of them.
Oh, I love it.
170. That is a small town, man. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Cindy in Centerview. Looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, hi.
Go ahead.
I agree with the flies.
It's like the entomology hour.
I'm still having problems with the flies on my horse.
Okay. You know? All right.
On your horse?
Yeah, they're still. I thought they'd be gone by now. But with the weather the way it's been, they're still around.
This has been an interesting hour.
You know, it always amazes me the topic that the audience will
smelly bugs
glam onto, and then that's what they want to talk about. And I'll take the show any direction you guys want to go. But when that gal called in about the tiny little bugs, I had no idea that we were set to get at least 3 yes. more calls about these
15
tiny
minutes
little
later,
dumb
we're
bugs.
Still talking about the smelly bugs.
Those darned pests.
Okay, the weekend is here, ladies and gentlemen. Birthdays today, Joni Mitchell is 82. DJ David Guetta is 47.
Guetta.
It says here they got a pronouncer on the sheet that it's Guetta, but I've heard Guetta, and I thought they were wrong, but I'm just going to take their word
for
it.
It's a basis.
Lord, the singer, is 29, and Johnny Rivers is 83 today. Have a great weekend. Be safe. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.